O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. Confessors, witness to the faith, God's loving covenant retell, as living promise keeps alive in Abraham and Samuel. The Baptist John but points the way to Christ, the way, the truth, and life, and human heroism hints the godly presence in our strife. Confessing strength as weakness yields, to let his power overcome, each manifests the infinite, each but a cipher in the psalm. Confess we then in song and praise this true confessor of our King, and thereby give the Trinity the glory all our witnessing. Amen. I will scan the dark skies, and each morning look for your dawn. How happy the nations who listen, the peoples who respond to this love. For God love holds all things together while guarding the children of earth, preparing all things from eternity, ready to share all we need into our hands and our hearts, bestowing what makes us free. A nation is not saved by its army, a general not saved by his strength. Weapons, mere outward expressions of greed in fearful hearts. None of this leads to safety. This kind of power cannot save. But God's love is always at hand for those whose hearts are open, to rescue their lives from destruction, to feed them in times of famine. Our whole being is waiting for God, whose love is both help and shield. Our hearts rejoice in this wonder. We trust in the name of the Holy One. May your love be upon us, O God, for we place all our hope in you. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I will scan the dark skies, and each morning look for your dawn. A reading from the first letter of Peter. To the elders among you, I, a co-worker, a witness to Christ's sufferings and sharer in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst. Give it a shepherd's care. Watch over it willingly as God would have you do, not under constraint, and not for shameful profit either, but generously. Be examples to the community, not lording it over those under your care, so that when our chief shepherd appears, you will share the unfading crown of glory. Thanks be to God. Go up on a high mountain, joyful messenger to Zion. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Go up on a high mountain, joyful messenger to Zion. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Lift up your voice and shout. Lift it up fearlessly. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Go up on a high mountain, joyful messenger to Zion, say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Those who have left all things to follow me will receive a hundredfold and possess eternal life. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Those who have left all things to follow me will receive a hundredfold and possess eternal life. Lord Jesus, our light in days of darkness, Lord have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, our hope in times of struggle, Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, our promise from God on high, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Prepare us, O God of love, for the coming of Jesus Christ. May he find us waiting in expectant prayer for the full revelation of the children of God and the flourishing of all creation. We ask this through the same Jesus Christ who lives and loves with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
May God bless us and keep us. Amen. May God's face shine on us. Amen. May God be gracious to us and give us peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.